Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For anyone who has found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, our sanctuary is located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. This morning's opening scripture is Psalm 4, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And the subject is the safety of the faithful. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, "Who will show us any good?" Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, how wonderful you are to us. Lord, we owe you everything. But Lord, we're not able to pay anything. We couldn't pay you for what you've done for us. Help us, Lord, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. We believe that's what you want us to do. Look among us today, Lord. Look at each heart, and Lord, where there's pain, take it away. Where there's hurt, Lord, put healing there. Lord, where there's anger, put kindness, Lord. We look to you to do this, Lord. All about you. Bless each one today, Lord. We thank you for each one that is here. And we pray, Lord, that they will receive something from you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, hello, everyone. Well, okay, I guess let's pass the peace, but let's not move around. Let's just wave at each other. Amen. Just wave at each other. Amen. Amen. There you go. There we go. Now.
morning, church. Let us pray. Father, I begin to understand that irrespective of how limited my ability or how boundless my talents, unless I am led of you and speak the words you instruct, will be ineffective in my work for you. May I never forget that you are the one who made me as I am, and to trust you to fulfill the work that you have prepared for me to do. May I follow in Christ's footsteps and learn to speak only those things that I hear from you. Teach me your will and guide me in your ways. Lead me in the paths of righteousness. And may your will, not mine, be done. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning. All right, so I know there are some birthdays this week. I already got my notification on Facebook today. But according to our bulletin here, we've got two anniversaries. So we got Denny and Kathy Bedell today is their wedding anniversary. And Ruth and Rudy Mendez on the 17th. So instead of singing happy birthday, we're going to sing happy anniversary to the birthday song. Okay. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And many more. All right, what do we got going on? Hey, don't forget, this coming Saturday is the 20th, right?
Yeah.
Wow, we got that Bridging Communities Health Fair from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I know somebody like me, I'm volunteering, so I guess I'll be there. And anybody else got anything?
Sophia's, it will be here. So breakfast is at 9 o'clock. Everybody's invited for tacos and coffee. Even if you can't stay for the health fair, please come to breakfast. Show your support. There are plenty of things you can do, so don't be afraid, like, you know, on my mobility or whatever. You can sit at a table and pass out flyers. You can talk to people. You can smile. You can participate. So please be here. It's important. You have canopies. How many have canopies? Canopies. We need your canopies. If you can get them up here Thursday, that's fine. We have a meeting Thursday at, I think, 5:30. If not, bring them Saturday morning. Okay? We expect to have how many vendors? Vendors. So we're going to be giving away hot dogs, chips, not so much water. Bring your own soda. Okay. Did I leave out anything?
Hey, all I'm saying is, you don't come out, you got to come out. You got a lot of money.
No, he's serious. Please come out. This is it's beautiful weather. I don't expect it to rain. I'm not a weather person, but it looks like it's going to be okay. This is going to be a great opportunity just for nothing more than fellowship, if nothing else. Okay? So please come. Show your support. Remember your vows to be what? Witness the whole nine yards. Okay? So please come out. Let us know you're coming out.
stand for our opening hymn, Up from the Grave He Arose.
As we prepare for our tithes and offerings, please bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come today and we come to worship. We come remembering that you are the source of all. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us for the times that we have ignored your call. We ask, Lord, now that you open our hearts so that we may be the cheerful givers that you desire. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
everybody.
Good morning.
Would help if I got my act together here, huh? Okay. This week's scripture is from Exodus 3, 10 through 14, and Exodus 4, 12 through 14. So now I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on the mountains." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers have sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent you me to you.'" Exodus 4, 10 through 14. Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow in speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak, and you will teach you what to say." But Moses said, "Pardon your servant, Lord, but please send someone else." Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother, Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and he will be glad to see you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
As we prepare for the Word of God, bow with me. Heavenly Father, we come listening. We come seeking your Word. We ask, Lord, that during this time, that you open our hearts and minds so that we may gladly hear what you, the message that you would have for each of us today. And further, we ask, Lord, that you give Brother Tom your strength. Give him your peace. Let his words be your words for today. Let him turn loose of all that is normally him, so that you may shine forth. And let us take your message to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
So guess who's your substitute? My name's Andra.
That's Holly.
Okay, so in the scripture this morning, it was talking about Moses looking at the burning bush, right? Okay, well, do you have any idea what God looks like? Or do you have a picture in your mind of what you think God looks like? Okay, so maybe he looks like an old man, a really old man. There's a picture of a really old man. There, you think God looks like that? Or maybe you think he looks like big clouds up in heaven. Some people just think he looks like the sky. Or some people think of him as like a roaring lion. And then some people think of him as fire. Like Moses saw him. Because in the Bible, Moses was out tending his sheep. And then all of a sudden, he saw this fire burning up in the mountains. He's like, oh, wow, I better go check that out. So he got closer and closer, and he heard, and he saw this bush. It was on fire, but it wasn't burning. And he heard this voice come out of it. Now tell me, would that scare you? It'd scare me. I'd be running off, but Moses... Moses stood his ground, and then the bush told him, hey, you need to take off your shoes, because where you're standing is a very special holy place. So Moses knew that God was all-powerful. He knew he was mighty and powerful, so God was going to give Moses some instructions. And he told Moses that he wanted to leave. He wanted Moses to go to Egypt and lead his people out of slavery and out of bondage. And he wanted them to go to the promised land. Well, Moses, of course, this was something. He's like, no, I don't think so. I'm not really good with people. I'm good with sheep, but not with people. So he asked God, he says, what is the name I'm supposed to tell them? And you know what God said? He said, I am. This was very special. Because God told Moses he was by who he was by giving him his name. And that's important for someone. It's important for you to give people your name, right? And in Hebrew, what that means... Yahweh, and by saying Yahweh, you're saying, I am. God was promising to be with the people, and he was saying he would be present with them, and he wanted them to know him. He wanted to know him. So, God is all-powerful and almighty, right? We might not always see him in our own eyes, but we can be confident. When I was young, I always used to think of God as this older man with a beard, but he didn't seem old, but he had all these robes on. Wonderful, beautiful throne up there. And so it was like a little bit of everything. We might not always see him with our eyes, but we know he's with us. And You know what else? He gave us another way of knowing who he is and what he looks like. And he gave us bits and pieces of the Bible. Palms. A cross. He gave us a cross. Jesus. He gave us Jesus. And God loved us and wanted us to know him so much that he became one of us. He came and he lived with people and he was present in Christ. He gave up his wonderful life to allow us into God's presence. That's real. That's the most special thing of all. We can look at the cross and remember God truly. Follow along. Dear God, thank you for your words, the Bible, and for showing us who you are. Help us to love and serve you and one another. Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
We love you, God. Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
In his name. Amen. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Father, I ask that as I go through this time, that you give me your Holy Spirit. Empower me at this moment. Let my words echo what you want each of us to hear today. Open our ears that we may hear the word you have for us. Open our spirits so that we may move at your direction. In Christ's name, amen. Now, last weekend, of course, on Saturday, we had the memorial service for Eileen, and had a lot of things going through my mind after that. But the further the weekend went, the more I felt God urging me to deliver the message today. And I said, Lord, I need time. And he did not give up. And so on Monday, I asked Pastor Ted if he would allow me to deliver the word today. And he thought it over for about a second and a half before he said yes. Now, there are at least two ways that you can take this time. First, you can see just another old preacher standing up here giving the same tired message that you've heard over and over and over again. Or you can see a person sent by God to deliver the message to you. And I hope that you'll take the second option, because that's what I feel. I truly believe that God has given me a message that all of us, myself included, need to hear, and further need to heed. Moses, one of the most remembered characters in the Old Testament. But now, notice in our reading in chapter 3, God himself speaks to Moses from the burning bush. Not somebody speaking for God, but God himself. Now, When it came time for Mary to become the mother of Jesus, now God didn't himself go to Mary, but he did send somebody pretty important, the Archangel Gabriel. And Joseph was ready to obey the customs of the time and just get rid of Mary because she was pregnant. And God sent an angel to him. When Jesus was born and the shepherds were out tending their flock, an angel appeared, and soon many angels. But God chose to speak to Moses himself. And he said something like, "Hey, Moses, out of all the people alive on earth, I pick you to take my people, the Israelites, out of slavery in Egypt." And Moses said, "I can't. I'm just an insignificant nobody. Pharaoh wouldn't listen to me." Now, I feel that it took a lot of guts to argue with God. You know, there are other words we could use and sometimes do. But it took courage for him to argue with God. Didn't argue with an angel, didn't argue with his brother, he argued with God. "I can't." And God said, "Hey, don't worry about it, I'm going to be with you." And about that time, Moses started making excuses. And you know, none of them worked. Fortunately, none of them worked. In chapter 4, the reading that we had from that, Moses again told God, "I can't go. I can't talk. I'm slow of speech." "Well, I'm better now, but I was raised in Louisiana, and I can tell you about slow speech. People won't listen to me." Well, when I was out in Monterey, California, I had a bunch of the guys that I hung around with tell me that I was in language school and said, "You may or may not learn the language we're here for, but if you're going to talk to us, you will learn to speak English." So, even though I'm slow of speech, I'm faster now. But God answered Moses. Moses said, "I can't." And God answered him, "Hey, I created the heavens and the earth. So you think that's impossible for me? I'll tell you what to say, and I'll give you the ability to say it. Now go do what I told you to." Moses said, "I can't. You got to send somebody else." And that made God mad. God got angry. "Okay, take your brother Aaron with you. And anybody that has raised children can understand God's frustration in hearing all of those excuses from Moses." But we know from the scriptures that Moses finally obeyed God and not only brought the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, but led them in the wilderness for 40 years. Of course, the math in that, Moses was 80 when he was called from the burning bush. He led the people for 40 years, so that made him an old man. But Moses certainly was not the only one that denied God's calling. Not the only one we read about in the scriptures. And one that pops into my mind is Jonah.
Jonah said, "Hey, God, I am your prophet." And God said, "Okay, well, I tell you what, Nineveh is a sinful city. Now you go to them and tell them they better change their ways or else." And Jonah told God, "I can't. I don't like the people in Nineveh. I ain't going." And Jonah even tried to run away. But the ship that he was on encountered a storm. The crew threw him overboard. He was swallowed by a big fish and stayed in that fish for 3 days and three nights. As one of my friends used to tell me, you know what a fish smells like on the outside? Can you imagine the smell on the inside? After 3 days, Jonah kind of got the message. And he started praying. And God caused that fish to move up to dry land and spit him out. Well, after that, Jonah said, "Okay, Lord, you got my attention now. I'll go to Nineveh." So I look at people like that because that kind of describes me. Now, I used to think, I'm just a nobody. I can't do anything. Like Moses, I said, you know, I'm insignificant. I'm a sinner. I can't do anything for God. That requires somebody that's closer to God than I am. But you think about it. Moses was a murderer, and God called him. Among the disciples that Jesus called was Matthew. Matthew was one of the most hated people around. He was a tax collector, and tax collectors cheated people. Now, God called even the worst. God can and God will use even me. And God can and will use you. Now, we don't have Jesus going through the countryside preaching the gospel. We don't have the apostles establishing churches and doing God's will. So who does that leave? Look around you and then look in the mirror. You know, I tried to run from God. I spent quite a few years going around the world in the army, and I thought I was getting away from God. Didn't work. God brought me back to my faith and belief in Him. Now, I got to ask you, what do you think of when you hear about angels? Creatures in white robes with wings kind of flitting about heaven doing God's will. Not always. The word angel means messenger. And some people interpret it as God's messenger. Now, God first sent an angel, called Moses over to the burning bush, and then God took over. Now, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Mary. God sent an angel to Joseph. And these were more of what we would think of as heavenly beings. Now, if you think about it, I believe that God chooses to use each of us to deliver His message at some point. So angels don't have to wear white robes and have wings. There are angels all around us. Remember the song, "I Believe There Are Angels Among Us"? Now, throughout the years, I can look and say I've encountered many angels in human form. There was a former pastor of this church that one time told me that I should become a certified lay speaker. I had no clue what that was, but I looked it up. Well, I became certified lay speaker, and a few years after that, an angel gave me the message that there was a nursing home that had lost its church service on Sundays and they needed someone there. I talked to some of the other people around here, and everybody agreed that this was a ministry we should do. And so I went to the nursing home and told them that this church would provide a church service for the residents there. And then I started talking to all these people that had said we needed to do that. And you know what they told me? I can't. Now, I'd already made the commitment, and here all these folks saying I can't. Well, once upon a time I said I could never be a preacher. I could never plan and give a sermon. I said I certainly couldn't be in a church somewhere and deliver a sermon week after week. Eileen and I provided weekly church service for that nursing home for almost 10 years. Don't tell God I can't. He will show you you can. But during that 10 years, that nursing home, God taught me that I needed to trust in Him, and that He would give me the ability to do whatever He wanted me to. Now, one of Eileen's favorite Bible passages, and I know I've heard Sandy quote it several times, Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." When you say you can't, remember what God told Moses, "I'll be with you." And Jesus, when He left, He said, "I will send My Holy Spirit to teach you everything." So, you're not alone. Trust God to equip you to do His work. On one occasion, I was asked by one of the nurses to go visit a new resident they had, one that was awaiting some surgery. And I said, "Okay, I'll go." But on the way, I said, "God, I'm not a chaplain. I can't do this. I'm not trained." The lady was concerned about her upcoming surgery, and she needed someone to hear her story, to hear the fears that she had, and someone to pray that God would give His healing hand and that He would guide those that were going to do the surgery. I can listen and I can pray. You can listen and you can pray. Now, Moses never thought he would be able to do all of that, particularly at his ripe old age. But God will give you the strength to accomplish more than you ever thought that you could accomplish. Now, a recent example of me, when I started planning Eileen's memorial service, I thought that I needed to do something special. I thought that I should sing a solo. I wanted to sing How Great Thou Art. But I said, I'll be too emotional at that time. I can't sing. Well, we were getting ready to start that memorial service, and God chose to use an angel. And the angel happened to be sitting right out there. And she looked at me and said, no pressure, but who's going to lead the hymns? I had forgotten that Randy was tied up with family activities. Okay. When Randy isn't here, somebody will tell me that we need a substitute, and I look around and there's nobody else. So I usually substitute. I led the hymns, and with God's help, we got through all of them. With God, all things are possible. Now, a lot of folks have been asked to do various things, like sometimes read scripture passages. I can't. I can't commit to that much. Can you commit to one Sunday? Now, week after week, Pastor Ted, Harriet, others have told you that this church will host a community health fair next Saturday, and that we need volunteers to help set up. We need volunteers to be with the people. We need volunteers especially to clean up after. By inaction, the overwhelming response has been, I can't. Now, remember in Matthew chapter 25, he talks about that day of judgment when Jesus will return in splendor. He will return as a judge, and he will judge all the people. At that time, we will be accountable for everything that we have done or that we failed to do. And to paraphrase, Jesus said, whatever kindness you showed someone in need, even the lowest of my brothers and sisters, you show that kindness to me. And likewise, if you withhold any kindness from anyone in need, you withhold that kindness from me. Now, I'm going to be like Pastor Ted. I got to get out here. I don't do this. I don't do this. But as you reflect on your life and the times that you said, I can't, and the times that you said, okay, Lord, here I am, think about that day when you're standing in line to be judged. And think about this long line, and you look and you see the gates of heaven, and there at the gate you see your mother and father standing there, and you look at Jesus and say, Lord, I keep my place in line, but let me go say hello to mom and dad. And Jesus looks at you sadly, and he says, I can't. Because you denied me, now I must deny you. That is not your destination. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, every one of you has something on your heart. Something that is a praise. Something great that has occurred in your life. Or you have something that tugs at your heart, that you feel a burden that you can't bear. That occurs to all of us. And during our hymn of invitation, the rail is open for those that need to pray, for those that need support as they pray, or someone to pray for them. We are available. If you want to become a member of this church, if you want to rededicate your life, if you want to say, yes, Lord, please come forward as we sing our hymn of invitation, Here I Am.
Please stand.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I will make the stars of night, I will make the darkness bright, who will bear my light to them, whom shall I sing? Here I am, Lord, even I, Lord, I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me, I will hold your people in my heart.
Heavenly Father, at this time,
I the Lord yes, of snow and rain,
all of us pray.
I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone. Give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am. Believe me,
what can we do? Or what can't we do? That's a beautiful message that Tom brought. And, I see what I can do. I can eliminate the excuses that I say, gee, I've got this to do. But I don't know. I'll put God to the test. If he's willing, I'll be. But each of us has a gift that someone can use. Don't know who and what, but I'll see if I can make it here Saturday. Let us go in peace to see one another and to see the community in which we live, shop, and whatever, but be a positive influence in our community, one way or another. And be with one another, upholding them, praying with them. It's so easy. But now, please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and join us here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Will you stand for our closing hymn? Crown him with many crowns. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Mount how the heavenly and the crown of music on his throne. Awake my soul. Victorious in the strife.